This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about the options of the narcissist. And this is really important. And I'm going to explain why. A lot of people have commented about how there's so many narcissists in the world. You know, what happened to the world? Everybody's so selfish. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to put the work into a relationship. You know, a narcissist just discards you. They're cold. They're indifferent. What happened to people? And it's not all people, but they're saying, you know, a lot of people are having a hard time meeting somebody today and having it last. They feel like they can't even get past the first date. So I'm going to talk about the options of the narcissist. You got to understand this. Each person has a certain amount of options available to them, okay? In other words, when you're younger, you have a lot more options than when you're older, okay? When you have money, you have a lot more options than when you're poor. When you're good looking, you have a lot more options than if you're not so good looking. So it's all about, you know, who this person is that you are dealing with. What are their options? And today, in today's world, people have a lot of options. It's about supply and demand. There is a lot of supply out there in this world. And social media has, you know, enabled narcissists to have even more options. So all these narcissists have, you know, social media to get supply. They have the inbox on Instagram, Facebook Messenger, Snapchat. They have the dating apps. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to connect with people today. So what is this going to do in relation to the world and how it affects you? Because there is so many options for somebody, generally, a lot of people will go for their best option. Okay, or they may not want to be in a relationship. They just want to have fun and go from option to option, supply to supply. So I always tell people, when you're dealing with somebody, Look at who you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a narcissist who's self-centered, selfish, doesn't want to sacrifice, and is basically looking to, you know, satisfy their needs, they have a playground out there to choose from, okay? If you're dealing with somebody who's, you know, you're dealing with a guy or you're dealing with a girl and they could get a lot of supply, okay, because maybe they're good looking or they have something to offer someone, then a lot of supply they will have, okay? So today, it's a lot easier to get supply because of social media. See, years ago, in order to meet people, you generally had to do it face to face. People went out to meet. People went to bars and clubs and, you know, they tried to pick up people that way. There was a lot more work involved than there is today just sending out, you know, a inbox to somebody and saying, "Hey, beautiful, hey, sexy, hey, handsome." Back then, you had to actually, you know, get in somebody's face and have to put the work in and have a conversation with them. But today, the narcissist can just go online through the internet and connect that way. That's why socially, when you go out today, it's harder to meet people because a lot of people are on their phones. You go to a club or you go to a bar. A lot of people are talking through their phones and connecting with other people, even when they're out at a place that they're supposed to be socializing at, okay? Because they know they could fall back on social media to connect with people. They don't have to do it face to face. So the reason I'm getting into all of this, you guys, is when you have a lot of supply, okay, we're going to talk about like supply and demand. When you have a lot of supply, when a narcissist has a lot of supply, what does that do? I'll tell you what that does. That makes them independent. So when you have somebody who's independent, that has options, they have a lot of options out there. And on top of it, they have a lot going for themselves. Maybe they're very good looking. So it's very easy for them to meet people. Even people that are good looking sometimes have a hard time connecting because everybody's all over the place and overwhelmed with all the choices they have today. It's like when you have a menu, you go to a restaurant and there's like 30 different types of meal selections. It confuses your brain. It confuses your mind. You can't focus rather than if you went to a restaurant and there were only four choices to choose from as your main meal, okay? So the more choices that people have, and this is proven, okay? This is proven data. The more choices people have, the more confused they are. So it's the same thing in dating and relationships. People are confused and people are independent if they have a lot going for them, okay? And also, as far as having things going for them, the people that don't have kids are going to have a lot more options than, let's say, the single parent. The single parent has responsibilities. That's why a lot of times they are the target of a narcissist, because the narcissist knows that the single parent doesn't have that kind of free time to get other supply. And also the narcissist knows that the single parent a lot of times is vulnerable because of all that they're going through. They're not just dealing with their life, they're dealing with their children's life. In some cases, they're co-parenting with you know, their exes who also could be narcissistic, all right? And it's a lot more difficult. So when you're a single parent and you get involved with somebody who could be a narcissist, that narcissist is going to have more options than you. And that's going to make them more independent, all right? You become independent when you have free time. You could put time into yourself, you know, taking care of yourself, exercising, putting time into your looks and everything like that. You have it together. You have more time. You're independent. But when you have a lot of responsibility on your back, your options are less because you don't have the time. And when you get involved with somebody who doesn't have those kind of things, they're going to have the upper hand, all right? Now, when we talk about options, keep in mind when you're dealing with a narcissist never wants to burn a bridge. This is why 99% of the time, There's still a connection to their exes, okay? For whatever reason, they still, you know, they're still contacting or hitting up their exes, you know, because they like to know that they're there. They're also nosy. They want to know what's going on in their exes' lives. And sometimes if they're just after sex, they try to, you know, they may even have a situationship thing going on with their ex, although they could be single. So they also have those options of their ex relationships. They try to keep in contact with them. This is why I tell you, when you get involved with someone who's narcissistic, make sure that they are not, you know, entwined with their ex, and they will lie to you. But you'll see in time whether they are, okay? Because what they'll do is, you know, they'll make excuses. Oh, I got to go to my ex's house because of the kids. Or they'll be a little too friendly with the ex. You don't want to get involved with somebody who's too friendly with the ex, because then you have triangulation where this person could be involved in your life, where they could be going back to their ex and talking about you, and their ex might be jealous and they're saying it's just friends. In other words, you have a third party there that's working against you. And also, you don't know if there's any kind of feelings still involved with the ex. So you want to get involved with somebody who's got a clean slate, no connections to the ex, unless if they deal with the ex, it's strictly business with the kids. All right. But I'm talking about options today. And the problem is, you guys, I see it all the time. And I hear about it all the time. There's so many beautiful women that can't find somebody. And there's so many good guys that can't find good women because of this social media and options. So it's very, very difficult. I mean, you have a better chance of trying to meet somebody in person in your everyday life that you have things in common with them. Maybe you like to go hiking. Maybe you like music. Maybe you like museums. Maybe you want to join a tech, you know, organization or a club or something where you could actually meet people face to face, and you could actually meet through them other people. And it also builds a support system for yourself so that, you know, you have friends, you have these outside people that you connect with rather than just being online. When you meet somebody online, there is a lot of work involved in seeing, number one, if who you're talking to is who you're talking to, because people that are behind a keyboard are more prone to lie than, let's say, if you met them face to face. Not to say that if you meet somebody face to face, they couldn't be lying, but at least you know what they look like, all right? But when you get involved with somebody, and see, this is a big problem for a lot of people. They go and they meet people. And let's say they're an attractive person and the person's very independent and all of that. You have to keep in mind that this person may have a lot of options, and they may be playing their options because they can. So why do we have a lot of narcissists today? Because there's a lot of supply, there's a lot of options, and they can, you guys. Not only that, they have a lot of, it's a lot easier to cheat today than it was years ago. There's a million and one different excuses they come across, they can make, all right? They could say their phone died. They could, you know, they could delete apps. So it's a lot easier to cheat today because of social media, all right? Years ago, we didn't have those kind of things. So, you know, when people were cheating, it was usually with somebody that they were working with, or maybe they met them out somewhere. But today, there's a higher probability, because there's more supply, of being able to cheat because of all this supply. You're able to connect. You're able to contact them easier through social media without being traced. You know, cheaters, they're on apps, and then they delete the apps, and they come home, and you would never know that they were cheating. So, you guys, when you get involved with somebody, one of the most important things that you should look for is somebody who has morals and values, somebody who has character. And this is not always easy to recognize in the beginning, because the narcissist will lie. The narcissist is going to mirror everything that you like so that you think you have so much in common with them. You think, oh, this is the one, you know? And the narcissist is going to give you plenty of attention. They're going to be on the phone with you. They're going to be up your ass 24/7, and you're going to really think that this person is into you. But what do I always say? It's the beginning, okay? In the beginning, that's your time to really ask questions and find out about this person. And don't expect to get complete honesty, because narcissists are not honest, but sometimes they put truths in with a lie. So you've got to be able to decipher, you know, inconsistencies in what they tell you. I always say, listen to when somebody talks. If they're talking about sex all the time, that's what they're into. If they're talking about their, you know, money all the time, that's what they're into. If they're talking about designer labels, or they're talking about fancy things, fancy cars, fancy this, fancy that, they're, you know, consumed with, you know, the better things in life, and they might be consumed with their image. They like the better things in life because to obtain those kind of things boosts their image and makes them feel important. So what are they putting the value on? That's why you have to listen to the kind of conversation that you have with somebody. It will tell you exactly where this person's mind is at. Where's their head at? What kind of conversation do they have with you? What are they talking about? Are they talking about their dog? All right. Are they not asking you any questions about yourself? You know, when somebody is narcissistic and they're with you, but the conversation is always on the surface. They're talking about the weather. They're talking about sports. They're talking about themselves. They're talking about their car. And they never, ever ask you questions, you know, personal questions about yourself, okay? Like, they're not trying to get to know you. Then guess what? They don't want to know you. They don't care. They're just making a connection with you so they can keep in touch with you and try to get something off you. And breadcrumbers do this all the fucking time. They will send you a text in the morning, good morning, beautiful, good morning, handsome, and they do the touch base, and they never, ever get into conversations, like good, intelligent conversations when you're trying to get to know somebody. You have to study the kind of conversation that you have with somebody to recognize whether this person is trying to get to know you or this person really doesn't give a fuck and they're just making conversation, because a lot of them will also make conversation with you when they're bored and they have nothing else going on. And narcissists are famous for this. They waste people's fucking time. They'll contact you when they're at their job. They'll contact you when they have downtime. They'll contact you on a Sunday night or a Monday morning when they got nothing going on. And you are the backup plan. You are just somebody to fill in the day, okay? So look at when somebody's calling you. Are they making time for you on a weekend, which is prime time for most people, like a Saturday night? They want to get together with you. Or are they just touching base during the week and then you don't hear from them all weekend? That's somebody who's going to waste your fucking time. Get rid of them, you guys. Realize when you're being strung along, okay? And also, most importantly, look at their track record. Their track record will tell you, you know, what kind of cat you're dealing with. If they haven't been able to be in a serious relationship and they're 40 years old, then they don't want a serious relationship, most likely, okay? And, you know, if they're not able to commit and, you know, they were in long-term relationships, then they're probably not going to commit with you, okay? Unless they feel that they could get something very, very valuable off you and maybe they're after that. But, see, this is why a lot of people don't even want to get married today, because of all the options. They figure, you know what? If it doesn't work out with you, I got plenty of options. I don't have to deal with you or your bullshit because of the plenty of options. And what does this do? This makes people not want to sacrifice in a relationship, okay? Because of all the temptation that is out there. All the temptation that is out there. That's why a lot of these narcissists are having a ball with it. They're hopping around. They're hooking up. They're having fun and all of that. But what are they going to do? They're going to do this the rest of their life? Because what they don't realize, they could do that for a good 10 years or 15 years or something like that. But as you get older, it gets harder. Your supply gets less, all right? After 40, it goes down. After 50, forget it, it's really down, all right? So this is why I tell you time is so important. And I tell my daughter this all the time, you guys. You never want to waste your time with the wrong people. And that's why, you know, you have these people that are waiting around for the narcissist to change, and they never change. I've yet to meet a narcissist that ever changed, all right? Because they don't self-reflect. I've seen narcissists pretend to change because they're after something. They'll pretend to change because they're after money, or they want notoriety, or they're in therapy and, you know, they're trying to pretend to change, but they're really not, okay? So what's going to happen is later on, you're going to be left with this miserable fucking narcissist, and you're going to say, why the hell did I throw my life away and all that time away in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s, when I could have just ended it and I might have been in another relationship by now? Because then now you're going to have to start all over, only older, or maybe with kids too. And it's harder, you guys. It is harder. Just ask people that are over 40. It is harder. The dating world is 100 times harder. It's hard. It's hard for everybody. It's hard for people even in their 20s because of the options that are available. All right. And unfortunately, I hate to tell you, there is not much you can do about that except put yourself in the right places around the right people. Okay. What does that mean? That means you put yourself around people that are serious-minded. If you're somebody who's looking for a relationship, when you go to a nightclub, you're not, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to meet somebody who's serious-minded that is looking for a serious relationship. You have people there, a lot of them, not everybody, but a lot of them that are there to just have fun. They're just there to have fun. And the other thing is, it's a crapshoot because you don't know who this person is. But if you put yourself in a place like an interest group or a hobby group where at least you have a common interest with somebody, you have a better chance of connecting and having common interests with these people. And very importantly, you guys, you want to aim for people that are on your level or higher. You don't want to be somebody's come up, all right? This was told to me years ago by, you know, my family. You know, you want somebody who's on your level or better. And the reason for that is because you're going to have to do everything. If you get involved with someone who is beneath you, you know, everything's the responsibility is going to fall on you a lot of the times, all right? Financially or whatever else. You want somebody who connects with you, that's coming from the same place with you, that the two of you could build together. Not that somebody's coming to you because they want to live in your house, or they want to use you for a business, or, you know, they want you to set them up with something that you're doing everything and you're supplying them only for them later on to get on their feet and use you for a come up and then dump you. The other thing too is when you get involved with people that are beneath you, all right, these people are the most cutting people, the most critical people, and I'll tell you why. Because they will feel insecure next to you. So when you get involved with someone who's not on your level, there's going to be insecurity with that person, okay? Very rarely will they come in with an open heart. A lot of them are going to feel insecure. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, what are they going to do? they're going to cut you up. And the person that, you know, a person who has nothing going for them, who's basically a loser narcissist, they are the most vicious. And they will devalue you the most. And they will put you down and bring up things that you are sensitive about. And they will hit below the belt and be wicked with it because they're so insecure, because they know they're not on your level and they're jealous. So they're going to want to shoot you down. Okay. That's why you want somebody that's on your level, that doesn't feel that sense of insecurity next to you. Okay. And also it's better to build with somebody like that because you're coming from the same place. And when I say on your level, what I mean by that is you're both financially responsible. You're both maybe moralistic type of peoples. You believe in telling the truth. You know, you come from similar backgrounds. So you have things in common. You want the same things in life. You want to raise your children. You have things in common. See, opposites attract, but a lot of times opposites don't last because of the differences. All right? Because, you know, you were raised one way, they were raised another way, and there could be conflict there. Or if you have different, you know, religions, how are you going to raise your children? Or, you know, how you spend your money, how they spend. There's so many different things when it comes to compatibility. But see, now I'm getting off topic, you guys. But understand this. The rise in narcissism and the options are due to social media and all the supply. Whenever you have a lot of supply, you have a lot of independent fucking people that think who the hell they are because they know that they could pick somebody else. And that's how a narcissist, you know, thinks of you. They think of you as nothing but an object that they could replace you if something better comes along. Okay? So what do I say? You've got to look for somebody that wants the same things as you, has morals and values. And how will you know if somebody has morals and values? By their character. Are they responsible over a period of time? Okay? All of this shows you what somebody, you know, if you're dealing with somebody who's got a good head on their shoulder and has good character. Have you ever caught them in a lie? You know, that shows bad character because that's one lie of many lies that you may not know about or to come. All of this shows you about somebody's character. So try to get, my best advice to you guys is try to find somebody who, you know, is on the same level as you, that has as many options as you have, you know, that wants the same things in life, and you move slowly with it to see if they're sincere. If they're sincere past the 6-month mark or so, you know, you'll see that their pattern of behavior hasn't changed. They've been consistent in how they've treated you. But if you're dealing with a narcissist, they're either going to fall off or they're going to run cold on you, okay? Because they weren't there for the right reasons. That's why you can't be impatient about it. You've got to move slowly with somebody and put them through that trial period to see if they are who they, you know, portray to be. And narcissists will portray to be the opposite of who they are in the beginning. In the beginning, they're wonderful, and then they crash down later on. You want somebody that's even keeled throughout the relationship, okay? And if you're dealing with somebody who has a lot of options, and the next thing is you see that they're a self-centered person, they're selfish, they've got to have their way all the time, it's all about them, they talk about themselves, and they don't really care about what you're doing, or they downplay what you're doing, then you're going to know if they have a lot of options, then they're, a lot of options they will have, okay? So if let's say you're a woman and you're dealing with a guy who can get a lot of women, okay? And he's very, you know, he's very anal and he's super into his looks and, you know, he's staring at himself for 2 hours before he goes out, you know, to go to the supermarket or something like that. If he could get a lot of women, then a lot of women he will have, all right? And you just got to accept that because, You're dealing with somebody who needs that constant attention, that constant flattery, and who's obsessed with that, all right? And they'll be obsessed with their looks. Narcissists can be very, not all narcissists, but a lot of them are obsessed with their image, obsessed with their looks. And that's why they're always like, you know, so dapper whenever they go out, because they want to impress, they want to attract supply, okay? They can never just go with the flow because they're worried about what people think about them. So they're obsessed with their image because they're worried about what people think about them. And they're also obsessed with their image because they want to attract any supply they may run into. They're always networking. Narcissists are huge networkers, no matter where they are. It could be at the food store, they're flirting with the cashier. It could be, you know, at the gym. Even female, you know, narcissists could be flirting with the personal trainer, okay? They're big time, you know, flirts, because this is how they attract. And if they could have, if they're, you're dealing with somebody that's good looking, or, you know, they could have a lot of supply. So that's going to be somebody that is hard to be in a relationship with, because they are constantly able to attract all that supply that's accessible to them, okay? So that's another thing you want to keep in mind when you get involved with somebody, all the options that they have available, and you have to ask yourself, well, why are they with me? If they've got 100 different options, why the fuck are they with me? Okay, let's say they have more options than you have. Ask yourself, what are they doing with me? And a lot of these narcissists will bullshit you and say, oh, I'm with you because you have a beautiful heart. Okay, they feel like people love to hear that. Oh, you know, he thinks deeper than that. I have a beautiful heart. No, he's with you because you might be offering something else. All right. You may be offering, you know, a place to stay. You may be offering money. He may be living rent-free from you. He may want to do a business with you. He may just be with you because you're, you know, you're convenient, or you're giving him a lot of attention. All right? But if they could have a lot of options they will have. So you've got to recognize whether it's a narcissist or you're dealing with somebody who is a genuinely kind person, okay, that can humble themselves. Narcissists can't humble themselves unless they're trying to pretend to be something they're not, because they're trying to fool you. So this is what's going on, you guys. You have a lot of people out there that have all these options, and they're running with it. They're running with it. And that's why a lot of people are having a hard time meeting someone. And a lot of people are saying, you know what, I'll just be alone. You know, every time I meet somebody, it never works out. They don't follow through. They don't, you know, they're selfish, this, that. They're selfish because they can be selfish. The narcissist also can cheat because they can cheat. All right. So, you know, if the supply was low, if we had a low supply of options, then people would be treated better in relationships, okay? They would value what they have because they didn't have a lot of options, all right? It's like during the pandemic when you couldn't find toilet paper, or you couldn't find Lysol, or you couldn't find all of these supplies. As soon as, you know, it became scarce and you couldn't get it in the stores, all of a sudden, the prices went up and it became valuable. And that's the way you are in relationships. If this person, you know, if you're just one of many pretty women, or one of many, many good-looking guys that person can get, or that narcissist can get, they are not going to care, because they're not about morals and values. They're about fulfilling their instant gratification and their needs, whatever that need could be, sex, money, a place to live, okay? Because they put value on the material, earthly things. They're not generally spiritual people, unless they're a fake spiritual person. And that's like the religious narc, who's the most, you know, biggest hypocrite you could meet out there, that pretends to be in God, pretends to be in religion, when they really aren't, okay? So it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to walk and actually be what you say you are, okay? That's the difference. You know, anybody could say they're religious or they're godly, but if you're not following and practicing God's laws, then you're not a godly person. I don't give a shit if you go to church every Sunday. You know, if you're cutting people off on the highway and you're treating people like shit, you're not a godly person just because you go to church. And that could be synagogue or mosque or whatever it is, all right? You have to live that way, not just, you know, go to a Sunday mass or something like that. So you guys, unfortunately, this is the world that we live in. So you have to put yourself in the right place. And if it's meant to be, it will be. But also remember this, God made you whole. So, you know, you within yourself, it's still better to be alone than be with a piece of shit narcissist, okay? That you're going to walk on eggshells. By you being alone, you're leaving yourself open to meet other people. You also have your peace when you're alone, okay? So there's 101 different benefits from being on your own than being with somebody who's critical, judgmental, who doesn't really fucking care. Why would you want somebody in your life that doesn't really care, that's in halfway? You don't need that shit. You're better off on your own, okay? It's just, but it takes more work sometimes on your own because you have to get out there and try to network and meet people yourself, but meet the right people. So this is what it is, you guys. It's a lot more work today because there's a lot more supply out there in the world and you can only do the best that you can do. All right. I hope that helps you. And I'm losing my voice. I have not stopped today, you guys. I haven't stopped with a lot that I'm dealing with. You all should only know, you know, it's always fun, you know, having to deal with a narcissist and also having to deal with the narcissist with court. So, you know, having to deal with a lot of that. But I hope that helps you. And if it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP123. Okay? And have a great day.